The parents of an asylum seeker murdered in Australian offshore detention on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea are suing the Australian government and the security contractor of the centre over his death. The 23-year-old Iranian Reza Barati was beaten to death during a riot in February of 2014. In 2016, two former workers of the detention centre were convicted of his killing but given lenient sentences. One of the men has since escaped prison and is still at large. Reza Barati's parents, Farideh Baralak and Torab Barati, are claiming their son was murdered because of the negligence of the Australian government and the security company G4S Australia. A spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition in Australia, Ian Rintoul, says since Mr. Barati's death, other court cases have established some strong precedents in this regard. I spoke with Mr. Rintoul and began by asking him what was in the court action.
Well, the actions are claiming that Reza's killing was ultimately due to the negligence of the Australian government, and that his killing has had psychological consequences and mental health consequences on the family, and the government, the Australian government, is being sued for that psychological and mental health damage to the family. But ultimately, of course, it's going to hang around the actual killing and the negligence of the government and G4S, which was the detention operator at the time, on their negligence and their implications in the killing of Reza.
And in terms of justice for the actual killing, someone has been convicted. Just refresh my memory.
Look, the two people were convicted, but there were very big questions that hung around that particular trial. One of the people did some time in a jail in Manus, but sort of one of those things miraculously escaped and is now at large somewhere in Papua New Guinea. It's assumed the trial at the time seemed like very much a just a put-up job, a smokescreen, to cover the realities of the number of people, including a couple of New Zealanders, actually, that are allegedly involved in the killing at the time.
And so timing-wise, this has just been filed now. Is that happening in the coming months? Is it?
That's right. I mean, the actual case now has been filed in the Supreme Court. In Victoria. I mean, these things, take time anyway. I think there's been a number of cases which I think, in terms of legally, have established very clearly that the Australian government, was responsible and remains responsible for the detention centre on Manus Island. So those kinds of connections, I think, and legally has established without any legal doubt that the Australian government was responsible for establishing the detention centre, for the maintenance, and was responsible for what happened inside there. So there have been some other cases that have established that, and I suspect that's what's given the very sort of direct means for the Reza's family to take this action.
Where are we at in terms of that whole offshore detention system put in place by Australia? Are they all closed down now? How are things looking in, and how the people that have been part of that system, how are they being treated in Australia?
Well, it's a big question. Manus Island is closed, but you've still got about 130 people who are in Papua New Guinea, most of them in Port Moresby at the moment. Of course, Nauru, the detention centre, is still open with a similar number of people, still on Nauru. The vast majority of people who were in Manus and Nauru are now, in Australia, but they're not in Australia as refugees. The government is insisting they cannot be permanently resettled here, so you've got around 1,800 people who are in the community, but on bridging visas, very temporary arrangements. Some still in community detention, and you've still got about 180 people who are actually from Manus and Nauru who are in detention centres now in Australia for the last 2 years. So it's very, very far from resolved, the whole issue of offshore detention and the treatment of people who were sent offshore.
Vinaka Ian.